Welcome back to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, aka Mike Daddy, aka Magnificent Mikey. What you just heard or watched, if you're on YouTube, was the debut of Naruto and Team 7 into Fortnite. It's official with today's update. They are in the game. They put them in the item shop right when the item shop, they put them in the item shop right when the update happened. So they are available to you now. Of course, there was an update today as well. So let's go ahead and get into the details of today's update. Let's see. Fortnite Battle Royale version 18.40 update, meet the salvaged brute. Okay, it's no longer a rumor, it's a true, the brutes are coming back, and it's, you know, it's not one of the ones that we get to vote on, it's just, this is gonna be one you just fund it, and once it's funded, it's back. Update 18.40 is here, and the island is destabilizing. Two classic vehicles return, and Naruto Uzumaki, Uzumaki, is that how you say his last name? I don't know, I've always just said Naruto, and the rest of Team 7 arrive. War effort, the salvaged brute. The Cube Queen has deployed countless warriors, and corruption is spreading fast throughout the island. Fight back, the war effort against the cubes is producing some big guns of their own. Meet the salvaged brute. Battling the sideways has left the war effort short on supplies, meaning this salvaged brute has a stripped-down armor hull with no overshield, making it easier for clever opponents to counter and dismantle. However, it comes battle-ready with combat effectiveness tailored for taking on wave after wave of cube monsters. Of course, salvaged brute stations need bars to get off the ground. Lots of bars. Stations have been deployed across the island where you can place funds. Once they're fully funded, they'll drop in salvaged brutes available to loopers in their matches. Help boot up the salvaged brute and beat back the Cube Queen's endless army. Naruto and Team 7 in Fortnite. From the beloved anime series Naruto Shippuden, Naruto Uzumaki and the rest of Team 7 have finally arrived in Fortnite. Their outfits, as well as other items, are in the item shop starting now, and Team 7 member Kakashi Hatake, in addition to an outfit, has covertly placed himself as an island character. Find him and he'll set you up with ninja-themed quests. Also, until the end of the season, you'll be able to find the Paper Bomb Kunai as the new weapon to throw at opponents. Find this explosive weapon in chests or loot llamas, or exchange bars with Kakashi Hatake for some. Let's see here. They say for more info on the Team 7 activities, visit our Naruto and Team 7 blog post, which we will do after we finish this update post. But this, just a little bit more about this Paper Bomb Kunai. The way it works, you're going to throw it, and it will stick into something, and then it explodes. You know, if you hit your opponent with it directly, it's going to explode right away, but if you just, like, hit an opponent's build, it'll like, you know, stick into the wall, and then after a little bit of time explode. Let's see, the shopping carts roll out. Clean up on aisle 3. Shopping carts have returned to the island. Throw a friend in the basket and scoot around with the classic vehicle found at shopping and residential areas like Retail Row and Holly Hedges. The vehicle is in quotes, of course. Now, you know, this, like they said, this is a classic vehicle. This is one of the first ones, one of the best ones, right? You know, this, when they put this one in, This brings me back to OG Fortnite, right? There was just so many things that you could do that were in the game that were silly and fun and just you could do just to have a good time. So it's always good to see items like that back in the game. So I'm excited to have the shopping cart back. You wouldn't think you'd be excited about a shopping cart, but I'm actually pretty excited about the shopping carts being back. The convergence expands. The Cube Queen continues to corrupt the island as the convergence takes on a new shape. Drop in and pay tribute. So if you haven't checked it out, where the Cube Queen is now, it has started building up even more, and now there's like a pyramid built above the convergence made out of the cubes. Looks pretty gnarly. XP from accolades in creative. In creator-made maps that utilize the new accolade device, players will be able to earn XP towards their battle pass progress via accolades set by the creator. The device is available now to all creators. If you're a creator who wants more information, check out our version 18.40 creative update post, which we will do probably tomorrow. Then there's some major bug fixes, which are grapplers have returned to Team Rumble and Battle Lab. Collection book entries can now be viewed when using performance mode. Cars will no longer vanish or move when entering or exiting. That sounds like it was... I never had that problem, but that would have been a major problem. Competitive note, shopping carts, the salvage brew, and paper bomb kunai are not present in competitive playlists. So there you go. So there's our update for version 18.40. Let's get into the Naruto blog post that they talked about and get into more details about the Naruto collab that we're doing here. Naruto Fortnite is finally here. I never go back on my word. That's my ninja way. Naruto Uzumaki. Straight from the mind of Masashi Kishimoto, the much-loved characters of the anime series Naruto Shippuden arrive in Fortnite. The wait is over. Naruto Uzumaki, the number one most unpredictable ninja and Jinchuriki, I don't know that, host of the all-powerful Nine-Tailed Beast, is ready, along with the rest of Team 7, to take you through to a victory royale. Accompanying Naruto, the other members of Team 7, Sasuke Uchiha, experienced with the impressive visual jutsu of the Sharingan and one of the last surviving members of the Uchiha clan. Sakura Haruno, doe-eyed for Sasuke, she has taken her fiery inner voice, deft control of chakra, and extreme strength to become one of the greatest Kunoichi. Kakashi Hitaki, known as the copy ninja for his deft skill in copying almost any jutsu, he sees the shinobi world using his second-hand Sharingan. Always wanted to channel your inner ninja and play as a member of Team 7? How about dropping onto the island on the back of Kurama, the nine-tailed beast? Well, now is your chance. Teleporting their way into the item shop are... So we have the Naruto Uzumaki with 7th Hokage variant style. We'll get into all the styles and stuff when we get to the item shop. Looks like we get a little preview of the backblings, which we'll go over. The pickaxe stuff we'll go over when we get to the item shop. Glider, loading screens. Let's see here. Yeah, I think the rest of this blog is just showing you exactly what you get. We don't want to read that. Okay, here's some good information that we need to know. Oh, so complete Kakashi's missions to earn rewards. The glue that holds Naruto, Sakura, and Sasuke together, the copy ninja himself, Kakashi Hitaki, has covertly placed himself on the island ready to set you up with ninja-themed quests. Don't worry if you're unable to approach him right away. He'll be around for the whole rest of the season. Paper Bomb Kunai. If you want to be a splendid shinobi, you need the right ninja tools. Until the end of the season, you will be able to find Paper Bomb Kunai in the game as a new weapon to throw at your opponents. Visit Kakashi to get your hands on this formidable weapon, or find them in chests and loot llamas. Okay, visit the Hidden Leaf Village. You are invited to explore Konohagakure, the Hidden Leaf Village. Visit iconic locations such as the Hokage Residences and Ichiraku in the Naruto featured hub. When you're ready to explore more, find Naruto in front of the Hokage residents who will guide you to the Hidden Leaf Village adventure map. The Hidden Leaf Village adventure map will fully immerse you in the Naruto universe, giving you the chance to fulfill your ninja fantasy and walk in the shoes of a Hidden Leaf resident. Complete quests to unlock even more breathtaking, iconic locations such as the Final Valley and Chunin Exam Arena. To enter Naruto themed creative hub, select the creative title in Discovery tab. To enter the Hidden Leaf Village adventure map, select the Hidden Leaf Village adventure tile in the Discovery tab. The Naruto themed creative hub will be available from 10 a.m. Eastern November 16th at 10 a.m. Eastern to 10 a.m. Eastern November 23rd, and the Hidden Leaf Village adventure map will be available from 10 a.m. Eastern November 16th until 10 a.m. Eastern November 29th, created by Vicena Studios. Papercraft, build your own Team 7. Get creative and make your own Team 7. Visit Fortnite.com/cosplay to learn how to make your very own mini Naruto character. Downloadable instructions are available so you can make your own Naruto, Sasuke, Sakura, or Kakashi. The Nindo Community Battle. Stay tuned for a future announcement providing you the opportunity to earn in-game content, including the Kurama Glider. All right. Pretty awesome. What a cool update, right? Got the Naruto stuff, which includes, in-game quests and in-game weapon. So I'd say today's update was a pretty good update. We got some more stuff going on at the conversions as well. So that is pretty awesome. Let's take a look at what we have in the LTMs today. Of course, the Hidden Leaf Village adventure is being featured there. And then it's trending as well. And then we have the Floor is Lava, Horde Rush, Boogie Zombies, 300 Levels Death Run, Zombie Adventure, 999 Levels Death Run, Vivid City Become Governor, and a whole lot more to be discovered. Let's head on over to the item shop and look at that item shop today. Oh, let's see here. Looks like we get another little intro video when you go to the item shop just to take a look at everybody. And a nice new background for the item shop as well that's all Naruto themed. So yeah, I'm liking what they did with the item shop, just with the look of it with the Naruto stuff. So the Dark Phoenix stuff is still here. The Phoenix outfit with the Fox Pack back bling is here for 1,200. The Flytrap outfit is 2,000. The Kodak's harvesting tool is 800. The Wiggle Wild music is 200. The BTS Dynamite Pack is here. It's got the It's Dynamite emote and I'm Diamond emote for 800. Have a Seat emote for 200. We have the Cuddle Team Leader outfit with the Cuddle Bow backbling for 2,000. Cuddle Cruiser Glider for 800. Cuddle Paw Harvesting Tool for 800. Cuddle Camel Wrap for 300. Bear Force One Glider for 1,500. The Venturian outfit with the Venturian Cape Backbling for 1,500. The Ventura outfit with the Ventura Cape Backbling for 1,500. The Airfoil Harvesting Tool for 800. The Triumph Glider for 500. We get the Etheria outfit with the Crystal Spirit back bling for 1,200. Crystalline Battle Wand Harvesting Tool for 800. The Dream outfit with the Shattered Wing back bling for 1,200. The Luminous outfit with the Lunar Light back bling for 1,500. The Astral Axe Harvesting Tool for 1,200. The Shard Break Wrap for 500. The Arcana Glider for 1,200. Let's see here. And then let's go over all this awesome Naruto stuff that we're going to get. Let's go over them. There's a couple of bundles here that we can go over, but let's look at the single items first, and then we'll let you know how you can get them bundled up together. So the Kuruma Glider, a fearsome nine-tailed beast sealed inside Naruto Uzumaki, part of the Naruto set. Obviously, you've seen the cartoon, you've seen this, and I've watched it here and there a long time ago with a younger cousin of mine, so I've recognized all the characters, can't pronounce all their names perfectly, and I haven't been following over however long the show has been on, but I gotta say, this all looks great. This also comes with the Shinobi Teamwork loading screen. Work together to protect your friends. Art by Studio Pierrot. And again, the glider and this loading screen together, 1,200. You can get Naruto Uzumaki outfit, believe it, with the scroll back bling contains jutsu. Now, the Naruto Uzumaki outfit has a seventh Hokage style, where I guess this is supposed to be like the adult version or grown-up version of Naruto. And he's wearing like a cape. So the cape is automatically on this style. So it says cape included. Feel free to wear other back blings, but no cape. So if you are wearing this seventh Hokage style or Hokage, I don't know, how do you say that? Hokage? I don't know. When you're wearing this style, you won't be able to wear a cape back bling with it. Other back blings, but just not the capes. So there's that. Again, this is 1,500. The Kakashi Hatake outfit, I'll protect you with my life, all of you. Same deal with this. You have a Black Ops Kakashi and a Black Ops Kakashi mask, where you got like a more grown-up version of a Kakashi here. Pretty awesome, as well as a classic look. Comes with a Pakken back bling, Kakashi's smallest ninken, 1,500 for this. The Sasuke Uchiha outfit, my only goal is in the darkness, and you have the, ooh, you could change the eyes, so you have the default and the Rinnegan style for the eyes. The Demon Wind Shuriken back bling, a shuriken with fearsome curved blades, and it also comes with Sasuke's beloved sword, snake sword harvesting tool. You get all those together for 1,600. The Sakura Haruno outfit, we have To Be Strong, You and Me Together. Again, the default style with, and then the Sakura Uchiha style, we're more grown up. This also comes with the Hidden Leaf cloak back bling, a warm cloak fit or going on missions. This is 1,500 for this. Now, let's see here. We got some emotes. The summoning jutsu emote. Did you remember to form your contract? This is 300 for that emote. The ramen break emote. Treat yourself to a little shinobi snack. Eating some ramen there. That's pretty cool. The kunai harvesting tool. A sharpened weapon favored by the shinobi is 500. Hidan's scythe harvesting tool, the scythe of choice for curse rituals, is 800. Black Ops sword harvesting tool, a sword used by the Black Ops. And let's see here. Like, that looks like all the solo stuff. So now let's head on over and look at what we got in the bundles. So first up is the Naruto and Kakashi bundle, where you're gonna get Naruto and Kakashi plus the scroll back bling and the Pakken back bling and the pizza eating jutsu loading screen. This bundle is 2,100, so that's 900 off the total if you got all of those items separately. The Sasuke and Sakura bundle includes Sasuke Uchiha, Demon Wind Shuriken back bling, Snake Sword harvesting tool, Sakura Haruno outfit, the Hidden Leaf Cloak back bling, and the Team 7 loading screen. That's all for 2,200, also 900 off the total if you got them all separately. And then there's the Shinobi Gear Bundle, which has the Summoning Jutsu emote, the Ramen Break emote, the Kunai Harvesting Tool, Hidan's Scythe Harvesting Tool, and the Black Ops Sword Harvesting Tool, all together in this bundle for 1,500, again, 900 V-Bucks off of the total. So, a lot of awesome stuff in there. If you want to get any or all of it, you can using code Mikey, MMMIKIE, in the item shop, and some of the proceeds will go to help support the show. Okay, that is going to go ahead and be the episode for today. There was a lot of stuff in there. I hope you're all enjoying the end of the season here, you know, getting a long awaited collaboration here in game is pretty awesome to see. Getting to see what's going on over there with the Convergence and the Cube Queen is getting exciting. We're getting to the point where, yeah, it looks like stuff is starting to ramp up in game for whatever event is going to happen at the end of the season. You know, not so excited about Brutes coming back, but hey, should be a blast, I'm sure, once they're here. But yeah, that's the episode for now, so make sure you go join the Daily Fortnite Discord and hang out with us. Follow me over on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. Head over to Apple Podcasts, leave a 5-star rating and a written review for a shout-out on the show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss an episode, and until next time, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.